From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. A ban in Florida on the words climate change appears to be ending. From our sister station WMFE, environmental reporter Amy Green explains that the DeSantis administration is showing new leadership where state government has been absent in the past.
Governor Ron DeSantis has wasted no time since taking office in January, establishing the environment as a priority. The Republican governor, elected with President Donald Trump's endorsement, has announced plans for a chief resiliency officer. He also says he'll establish an Office of Resiliency and Coastal Protection, and he named the state's first chief science officer. Here is DeSantis this month in West Palm Beach making that announcement.
This idea, you know, of quote, climate change has become politicized. My environmental policy is just to try to do things that benefit Floridians.
Did you notice the choice of words there? Climate change. It's a big change from former Governor Rick Scott, who was elected to the Senate in November. Not only would Scott say he was, quote, not a scientist when asked about climate change, his reported ban on the words from state agencies became a national punchline among late-night comedians like Jon Stewart, former host of The Daily Show. Rather than sea level rise, employees reportedly were told to say nuisance flooding.
Ah, yes! Nuisance flooding, moisture inconvenience, statewide jacuzzification.
I would say we're seeing a policy on climate change in Florida, finally.
Thomas Rupert of the research organization Florida Sea Grant expects the change will mean new resources and support for local governments. Municipalities like Miami Beach are installing pumps and raising roads, but he says small and mid-sized communities are most in need.
Because they don't have the financial resources to delay what may become inevitable in some areas, which is relocation away from the coastline due to sea level rise.
That includes communities like Satellite Beach, situated not far from Kennedy Space Center, on a barrier island between the Atlantic Ocean and Indian River Lagoon. City Manager Courtney Barker says already there are plans to move the fire station and other public buildings to higher ground.
We are a highly eroding area, and that's designated by the DEP in the state of Florida. And I think you'll see over time the same areas being, you know, the same properties being affected over and over and over again.
She says the city also would consider buying out vulnerable homeowners, but doesn't have the money.
These properties are millions of dollars. And I think once they're, you know, impacted like that, you're still looking at hundreds of thousands of dollars. And our budget, yearly budget's $12 million. So we're just not in the position to financially be able to do that. That's why I think you need a state fund for those types of issues.
Whatever help the DeSantis administration can deliver, she says it's refreshing just hearing the governor utter the words climate change.
When you're going from an administration that just didn't want to speak about it to a new administration that's actually appointing someone to address the problem, I think that's a massive indication that he's going to do good things in that realm.
DeSantis' sweeping environmental plan is aimed primarily at toxic algae. Most environmental groups are cheering the action, but for some, it doesn't go far enough. Frank Jacalone of the Sierra Club points out DeSantis' plan does nothing on emissions.
He needs to take action now. And what kind of action? Clean energy. He needs to get on the bandwagon for movement toward 100% clean energy that will stop pouring all of these, you know, millions of tons of carbon into our atmosphere that make our climate worse.
But for most Floridians, hearing the words climate change from the state's top leadership represents progress. Amy Green in Orlando.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.